It seems like only yesterday that people were clamoring for Texas Governor Rick Perry to answer the question of whether or not he would run for president. Now the focus is on New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. And of course, hardly a week goes by without the question being put to former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. But if the answer doesn't change, what do reporters get out of asking? We put the question to NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik, who brings us our news tip for the week. David, welcome.
Hey, Audie.
So what is the news tip this week?
Well, first, I have a question for you, Audie. Are you running for president?
No.
Are you?
No.
Ever?
No, really.
Never?
Yeah.
You're a young woman. You're ruling it out?
Yeah, I'm ruling it out.
So how inane is that question? Today's news tip is don't ask political figures if they're running for president.
Okay, wait. I'm going to stop you right there because people ask this question all the time, and it's a perfectly fair question to ask at the height of election season.
It's a fair question to ask, but you're not going to get an answer. These guys choreograph these things well in advance. Producers and candidates handlers all arrange in advance. If you're going to announce it, you're going to know that ahead of time. So you're not going to trick somebody into doing this. This isn't substantive. And meanwhile, what you're not doing is pressing them on where they think actually the nation's politics and policies should be headed. You know, this is really the appearance of tough. I'd like to give you a couple examples. First, I guess we'll start with Senator John Thune. He announced early this year he would not be running for president. And yet this summer, when he was on Meet the Press on NBC with David Gregory to talk about policy across the table from a Democratic senator, here's what David Gregory had to ask him.
Senator Thune, are you still thinking about running for president?
I'm not. I made that decision. I'm comfortable with it.
So no, in Sherman's statement, you're not running.
I am not running.
Would you consider the vice presidency?
So look, you know, it wasn't the only question Gregory had, but he wanted a Sherman-esque statement. And that's, of course, William Tecumseh Sherman, who made clear, you know, he would never, ever run for office. And if he did and happened to be elected, he would never, ever serve. I'm not sure we learned a lot about John Thune from that exchange. You know, similarly, Katie Couric, then with CBS News at the end of last year, she was interviewing Mayor Mike Bloomberg of New York City about politics and policy, particularly about economics. And here's what she had to ask him as well.
What might ultimately compel you to throw your hat into the presidential ring?
Oh, there's nothing. I'm not going to run for president, period, end of story.
Ever?
I think at my age, ever is the easy thing to say.
Really? So this videotape is not going to come back to haunt you?
No.
I mean, you could hear at the end the desperation in Katie Couric's voice, hoping to wring some, like, at least equivocation out of it. There again, she seems to be holding his feet to the fire, but it's not about something substantive. If Governor Chris Christie, if John Thune, if Mike Bloomberg, if anyone changed their mind, it would be okay.
But you don't want to be the reporter who doesn't ask that obvious question, because then the next reporter does, and everyone looks at you like, well, you know, why didn't you?
We're at a point in political coverage where there are so many news organizations that pretty much what you want to do is differentiate yourself, not ask the same question everybody else is. I think that it also represents kind of the cynical view that the only thing happening in politics and policy is this grasping for the biggest brass ring of all, the next White House win. And I think that suggests that there's nothing done of any importance in the corridors of Congress or in 50 state capitals, which I think is counter to how tens or even hundreds of millions of Americans live their lives.
So, David, the takeaway this week is?
Don't ask political figures if they're going to run for president. They'll tell you when they want to tell you.
NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You bet.
So here's a news tip challenge. If you can point out an example within the last generation where a major candidate made an unplanned announcement to run for president, let us know on Twitter. Our handles are at David Folkenflik and at NPR Audie. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.